Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
What's up? Welcome to Dope Town. We are Dope Town 3000. I am Zorbi Kongaga. We're here with Greg Smith, Sean Fisher. Yo. And we're just going to spit bars. We're going to spit like narrative raps. But first, like, we're going to freestyle off the dome piece, which means it's off the top of the head. No pre-writtens at all. Just made up on the day. Straight up. And we're going to go to Twitter for inspiration. Yes. Just to let you guys know that it all is right. On the day.
Pulling up trending topics right now. I'll just say whichever ones look interesting to me, and then you guys can pick from that.
Okay.
Because I got that power.
All you right. Got that power. You got that Twitter power.
All right, so first one that pops out.
I feel like we're referencing different songs.
Okay. Yep. And I was just like, meow, meow, meow.
All right, My Secret Portal. Looks interesting.
What?
Starfield.
What?
Let's see. Doom. Hashtag prey, but not like...
Like P-R-E-Y?
P-R-E-Y. Yeah, like hunted prey.
You have to pray just to make it today.
Yes, exactly.
You have to.
Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Wait, what? These are all very like video gamey.
I know, it's very strange.
What are you thinking? It is E3 this particular weekend.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
We got sign language from our engineer.
I'm also trying to avoid some of them, and you could edit this part out because they're like Tony specific and other stuff. Also, the reality of depression is that's just one for us. I don't think we want to go.
Okay. Well, look, it's out there.
All right. It's out there. It's in the world. All right. Yeah. So, boom. My Secret Portal, Starfield. Do 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 do. Doom, pray.
Let's talk about our secret portal.
My secret portal sounds good to me. Yeah. Sounds good to you.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I may talk about some pray in there.
Perfect. Get some pray in there for you. Yeah.
Somebody's praying for you.
My secret portal. All right, here we go.
This is where I go when I need to relax. This is where I go when I need to relax. This is where I go when I need to relax. This is where I go when I need to relax. X, ooh. Yeah, you were trying to relax, man. You should try this. I created my own alone time chamber out of science. Yeah, yeah. You know I'm trying to erase that tension. I'm at myself, my own secret portal takes me to another dimension. It's a dimension. It's a dimension, if you'd even dare. It's a dimension where I can work on my self-care. Yes, it is for real. It is not a mirage. It's a secret dimension where I'm always getting a massage. Ooh. This is where I go when I relax. X. This is where I go when I relax. X.
Yo. Yo, this is where I go right to imagine. This is where I go right to imagine. Yeah, I am imagining. Don't be shocked. Oh, when I was little, I would have a secret portal. It was just a cardboard box, box, box. Yeah, man, I'll be walking through rifts, 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 rifts. Get a cardboard box and I open my gifts, gifts, gifts. Then cut a hole inside, don't you know? Draw a door on the outside and look out that little window. House in a house in a house in a house. It's like a Russian doll, man. I would take all of my favorite toys. I would stuff them right into the wall. Then just imagine. Oh man, I'm immortal. But right now I'm like an astronaut just flying through this portal. All right now. Yeah, and I am fighting a dragon. Oh, from the top, what did I say? This is where I go right to imagine. Right to imagine, imagine.
Yeah. Shit is going to my head. Why? Because the shit, it's a portal on the web. It's gonna get kinda dirt. And I got this portal because I got it. From mother's dumbass work. Yeah, it's my work portal. I'm with some females. I'm checking females. I'm checking emails. On this stuff, it's unstoppable. I got this stuff because I had to get it for this hospital. Hospital. Yeah, I can check my records. Yeah. And I'm just gonna respect it. Respect it. I need to have that melee. I need to check this stuff on my portal. I need to see my DNA. My DNA is on the portal. Oh no. Oh no. My chromosomes about to explode. Yeah, I'm sending all my stuff. Man, it's all in front of me. Send it to 23andMe. 23andMe. You seeing me.
This is where I like to relax.
23andMe.
This is where I like to relax. Imagine.
23andMe.
What?
Everyone, we have an amazing guest on today's episode of Welcome to Dopetown. She's an incredible actor, she's an incredible comedian, a voice actor, a host, and she also hosts every podcast. It's a fun fact about her. If you listen to a podcast, the odds are high that she hosts it. Please welcome to Dopetown, Kelly Nugent.
Yay! I yayed myself.
It's nice. You gotta love yourself.
Guys, I was grinning ear to ear during that whole thing. I loved that. I felt like I was on cloud 10 and a half.
Wow.
What a tall cloud.
What do we got to do to get it to 11? What do we got to do?
I'll send you an email itemized. You can go over it.
I was just thinking about the extra 1.5 we got from 9.
See, that's it. Glass half full. Glass half empty. There we go.
I'm just happy to have a glass.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. So this is a one-upper.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks so much for joining, Kelly. We were wondering if you had something dope in your life that has happened to you that you'd love to share, you'd love to talk about. We can rap about it.
Awesome. I went to Las Vegas a little while ago, and we get to our hotel, and it's me and my boyfriend. And sometimes we like to do this thing where we kind of play dumb and be like, oh, is there like any upgrades available? And sometimes they'll upgrade you like for free.
Yeah.
And this time they were like, there is, but it's like $150 extra a night. And then I looked at the room that we were already set to stay in, and I was like, but I'm a luxury girl now. Like, this is my life. I want to upgrade. So we decided to upgrade, and I was kind of like, that's like a little bit of an extra amount of money. And so we do, and it's great. The room's huge. It's really nice. And I'm like, okay, maybe it was worth it. But I don't know. Like, it still was like a lot of extra money. So then we enjoy Vegas. I noticed this. I'm really into cats. So I'm like walking around. Me and my boyfriend decide to split up and like do our own gambling, and we'll meet up later. So I'm looking around, and I see a bunch of, like, now there's a ton of cat themed slot machines. And I'm not a slots girl. And some of them were like too thirsty. Like, some of them were like kitty glitter. And I was like, that's too much. Then I saw this one that was like magical themed. And then there's a black cat on the front. And I was like, ooh, I'm so drawn. So I start playing this machine, and it's fine. And also, it's like a machine from like the 80s, and it hasn't been updated. And I'm playing it, and it's fine. And I play for a little while, and I go up, you know, $30, and I go down, and then I basically just blow through like $40. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, you know, I've been sitting here for like, you know, 30 minutes playing. And so I paid to have fun. Like, that was what I paid for. So I text my boyfriend, and I'm like, I lost $40 on the cat slot machine. And then he was like, I'm going to come show you what happened. And he walks over, and he has this little slip of paper, and it says $1,800.
Whoa.
And I like grab it, and I just start cackling like crazy and like screaming. And we go. So it was totally worth it. Like, we paid for the upgrade of the room. And then we got to go to Jose Andres's restaurant in Vegas, which is like a very, I've always wanted to go there. So that was cool. There was like this weird thing that I've never had before, which sounds like straight up nasty, but it was good. It was like cotton candy with foie gras in the middle. Ooh. Which sounds foul. I know. But it's not sweet cotton candy. It's like
savory cotton
candy. Yeah, I know.
Savory cotton candy foie gras.
I know. Whoa. Let's not worry about how nasty that sounds. Sure, but it was very good. But there were also a lot of other dishes. And so that was like it, and then we ended up everything ended up paying for itself. We had this great fancy dinner. And then I can't believe this is actually very embarrassing, and I didn't plan on sharing this part, but I'll just share it anyway. So there's apparently this like haunted museum where it's like a collection of like spooky items. And usually I'm all about the spooky-ooky. I love scary things. But so we get there and like we're waiting in line, and the guy like passes out a bunch of these like waiver forms that are like 10 pages long, and they're like, I will not sue anyone for like jumping out at me and touching me or whatever. And I was like, oh, I don't want like some weird person touching me. I don't know. I was just like weirded out. But we're standing in the middle of the line, and I was like, everyone's gonna know that I'm like too scared to do this. And like I just ended up like freaking out and just putting the waiver on the ground and then like sprint walking away and like sitting in the car. And then we sit in the car and we're like looking at all the reviews, and my boyfriend's like, well, it says that they just like jump out, like someone jumps out at you, like no one's going to touch you. And I was like, well, we can't go back. Like I already like threw the waiver on the ground and ran away. Like we can't come back. So we didn't end up going to the haunted museum, but then we did see the Neon Museum, which is the shit. And I totally recommend, if you're in the area, go to it. It has like, the entire, it is disassembled, but the entire Stardust sign is there. It's very, very cool. And the thing about tours is there's always like one person that like likes to be more knowledgeable than the tour guide and be like, well, actually, that's like this kind of gas, because I didn't realize that neon lights, it's like because of the gas neon. And then different colors are different gases. So I totally didn't know that. But he loved to like you know, when tour guides rhetorically are like, all right, so what do we know about neon lights? And then someone's like, oh, let me list you my Wikipedia entry that I wrote myself.
It's like, why are you on this tour?
I know. It's like, this tour was like $45 a person. Like, you didn't have to come.
This is my chance to shine, though, with my neon facts.
I know. Right. Also, he had just won $1,800, too, so he was feeling flush. So that whole trip was really cool. And then we drove back, and then we stopped at Zizek's, which is like less cool than I thought it would be. It was fine.
What's Zizek's?
So Zizek's is, it used to be like this spa town. And the guy this guy bought all this property, wanted it to be a spa town. He wanted to call it Zizek's because he wanted it to sound, to not have any vowels and to sound very like sleepy. Ooh, yeah, like kind of like, ooh, cool. And he would like sell, this may be wrong, so don't at me on this, but I think he sold like water from there or something, like, and it was all definitely like fake, like, yeah. And then so he closed it, and now there's just like a desert animal research place there, which is cool, but it was closed when we went. So it was pretty much just walking around and like looking at this what's that called, when oasis. So there's like a little oasis there, you can go look at that. But so yeah, overall trip was amazing. Like it started out as just being like, let's go to a fun trip to Vegas, and then it was like this baller thing of like going to this restaurant we had no plans to go to, got to eat this like very, very expensive dinner for free, and get this room upgrade for free. So overall, that was my trip, most recent trip to Vegas.
Nice.
That's dope. Nice.
Oh, dope.
And then so after you sort of did the neon thing and went into this oasis place, old oasis, did you end up like sort of betting the money, or did you just sort of, did you guys like cut even, or were just like, no, I'm not gonna spend anymore?
Oh, okay. So yeah, so once he did the like hit 1800, he was like, I'm gonna cap it, like, I'm just
sure.
Also, like, okay, this like might maybe get him in trouble with like the IRS or something, but like I think there was something wrong with that machine. Like it was like he was saying that he noticed something weird with the machine when he was using it. And it was one of those where it's like he was doing roulette where there's like a big spinning wheel in the middle with an actual ball that comes out.
Yeah.
But it's like all computer stations. So okay, it's like digital or screens. So you're not interacting with a person doing it, but there is like a physical aspect to
the ball is
the
ball physically
doing
going
it.
Through
yeah.
the thing, even though the numbers are digital and all the touching screen.
Yeah. So
and
it's like
something
a
something wrong with it.
Yeah, I think there was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your boyfriend's name?
Micah.
So if any of our big IRS audience.
Yeah. And his social is. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, they're really into like hip hop.
Yeah.
You asked that question like a cop too.
Yeah.
Are
you a nerd?
That's so interesting. What's his full name?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so interesting. Just like for fun, like what's his like?
If we wanted to get in contact with him after here.
Yeah, sure. Address.
Mailing address and physical address.
Yeah. Perfect. I think I've got. Are we good? Any other questions? Clarifying questions.
No,
that was a dope ass story.
Yeah,
oh,
thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Let's turn it into something sonic. I guess is that the that would be a good.
Yeah, let's hedgehog it.
Okay, let's hedgehog this motherfucker.
I've always said we gotta go faster.
All right, I'm not a sly girl, I'm a cat lady. I'm not a sly girl, no, I'm a cat lady. I'm not a sly girl, no, I'm a cat lady. But when I'm going out to Vegas, I get mad crazy. I be up in every single motherfucking casino. I'm not playing fucking Hold'em, hold this Keno. Oh man, I'm just going around. I'm wearing my hat and my glasses, looking for something that's got a fucking cat.
Hey, look at me, I know that you're not a quitter. It's me, a cat slot machine with some fucking glitter. Oh yeah, you know
no,
that
man,
you.
No man, that is derivative. I don't wanna even be a part of all that little shit. Oh yeah, the cat glitter, that is tragic. But look over the black cat, it's kind of magic. Then I wanna go ahead and play that, and I am anointed. Go ahead and pulling out a coin and pulling
hey,
on that.
Hey girl, I know you ain't got nothing, but look, man, I just got some. Oh no, man. Yeah, I just got a little something. Oh no, look at the numbers. That's 1800. Yeah, you best respect. Why? Yeah, man. Let's cast this check. Oh, don't act like a dummy. I didn't know winning money would be so fucking funny.
Oh man, we be busting holes like we're spackle. Sorry, man, that my reaction was just to go cackle. Oh man, oh my good lordy, you won $1,800 and I wasted 40. But I had a good time.
You're in charge. You are the fewer. Yeah, I like you for your sense of humor. That's why we get along. It's why we get along. Yeah, use this money. Hit that bomb.
Hello. Now you two are the best. I am the worker at this hotel front desk. Any questions that you have asked to me? Let's see what we can upgrade you, but it's not for free, okay?
Not for free. I don't care, man. I don't relent it. Yeah, girl, let's spend it. Let's spend this dollars. Yeah, on that beat. Why? I wanna rest my feet. Give us the suite.
Give you the suite, okay? That is something nifty. For each night, it'll cost you $150. Yeah, I ain't no jab, homie. Gonna add it to your hotel tab.
We got
homie.
It hella made. Alright, go and just give us all them upgrades.
Whoa.
Alright, you know we got it freaking hella made. Alright, so go ahead and give them upgrades.
Okay, okay.
We live in luxury.
Okay, I'll give you luxurious upgrades. But to be clean, can I make sure there's nothing wrong with the slot machine?
Sure, we didn't win on the slot, so go ahead and fucking give it a shot.
Okay, wait a minute. I think I made the wrong bet. Can I see if something's wrong with digital roulette?
Yeah, digital roulette? Nah, it's none of that. The machine I got came from Black Cat.
We got it fucking manked. So go ahead and give us upgrades.
Your room is 10 feet higher.
We want to live a life of luxury.
You got a place full of fire.
Oh, here's the thing, man. It is not so funny. Man, what are we gonna do with this money? We got so much money, we gotta go and flaunt. Wait, I have an idea, let's go to that expensive restaurant.
Oh, yeah, man. Drop my jaw. Why they got cotton candy made of
foie gras? Oh, man, yeah. Foie gras, cotton candy, that's crazy, B. Cotton candy, is it sweet?
Yeah.
Oh, oh man, that's really good. I just wanna know, man, whether we eat it or we should.
Oh, I know. I wasn't acting with good behavior. I think it has the savior.
Yeah. Savior, savior.
Yeah.
Okay, I'ma feed you. I'ma feed you till there ain't nothing left. It's me, I'm the man in the back with the white tall hat. I'm the fucking damn chef. Ooh, yes, yes. You know that I'm gonna have your money spent. I'm gonna give you that food that you like. That sounds good. Not bad, it's an experiment.
No, I am just out of luck. I am a little bird. I am a fat duck. Oh no. Oh, my position is not good. Oh no, they're gonna feel on my belly with this food.
Experimental entrees. That's what is all on my plate.
That's what's on your plate, girl.
I'll go and give it a taste.
Finna give it a little taste, girl.
Why is it all golden plated?
Oh, no.
So expensive.
This stuff, it's not very regal.
So
oh, why is foie gras still legal
so
in this state? Oh, no. Why don't they eat bread? Why do they want to make ducks dead?
I'ma make you dead, and that shit is dandy. I'ma make you dead, stuff you in cotton candy, and I'm gonna find another bird. Gonna find another bird, fight it like a grapple. Gonna take that bird, chicken a la king, put it with a candied apple.
Yo, what's on the cuisine? Oh, a little bit of bone marrow filled with jelly beans. What the fuck is happening here? Oh man, it isn't dandy. It feels like they take all of these meat products and mix with candy.
I'm a chef, so I'm spitting lyrical murder. Do you even want to see what we do with our Kobe beef hamburger? Yeah, this is the kind of food that's good. It's the kind of food tender vittles. Take that hamburger instead of ketchup. Cover with Skittles.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I need all kinds of burgers and I mix it with cream. Ice cream, yeah. We're gonna be in the zone. Why we're gonna put all this stuff on a fucking cone. Lick it. Lick it. All this meat and sugar, we gonna stick it.
Man. Oh, fuck. Give a 20% tip. We gotta get out of here quick, cause I'm kinda feeling sick. We probably shouldn't have eaten all that stuff. It was so flavory. Oh man, didn't find my cotton candy sweet. Man, I thought mine was savory. Alright, okay, can we go somewhere with my spouse? Not my spouse, let's just go out. Did you see they got a haunted house?
Did you say spouse?
I'm just really looking to the future.
I'm the chef. This shit is on the house.
What?
Yeah, oh you don't gosh. Even have to pay. Yeah, why I saw you.
I guess I'll take that tip away. Good day. Yep, going to the haunted house. Okay, okay, we be going to the haunted house. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, hold on, welcome to the haunted house. Welcome, welcome.
Okay, here's the thing. I work right here, got rules for you. Here's a 10-page sign-off sheet. Also, boo. If you got afraid of that, you need to leave. Because what we say right here is that somebody will just be really close to you.
Reading it, might reach out into like it very much.
It's close to you.
Don't
they will touch
like
you
the
a lot. They're close to you. They
I don't
up
like
up
the
on your
sound.
Neck.
I'm gonna take this stuff and just
put
drop
it
on the
ground.
Drop it.
What a reaction. Ground. What a reaction. It's kind of distracting. Don't know what the fact is.
Yeah, seems distracting. He seems like a whack kid. But there's one thing for sure. He is very brave.
Yes. Yo, yo, mother, I'm brave. Yo, getting up in this haunted house right now. I'll be digging my own damn grave. And I'll just go and save anybody who is fucking scared. Yes, I am so just so prepared. I'll walk in there just like a bear. I'm feeling rah. Scratch it and claw it and just go bite it with Joe. Yeah, it's like nobody is touching moi. Cause if someone touched me, then I'm gonna scream like a girl. Then just knocked out of there like in a whirl.
Yeah.
Cloud like a cartoon.
I'm scary cause of long. I'm touching people cause I got long arms. I work in this stuff. Yeah, that is the factor. I have no work. I am an out of work actor and I came from Vegas and all the way. Yeah, I'm cursing fools. I went all this way because I used to work at Universal. Scary land, not Maryland. I came to that Vegas, man. It's scary, man. It's scary, fam.
We can do anything we wager. We can do anything we wager. We can do anything with the scary kings as long as you sign a waiver. Oh, we can do anything we wager. We can do anything we wager. We can do anything with the scary house kings as long as you sign this waiver.
Well, I'm gonna drop it on the ground and run.
Oh. Did it again. Your haunted house journey will never begin. Oh. Did it again.
Dropping on the ground and ran. I'm just grabbing by the hand, my man, and we are never coming back again.
Oh,
but now I feel weird by the way I reacted.
Yeah.
Hindsight, wish I could really redact it.
Yeah. You can't.
You can redact it.
What?
We can begin.
Cool.
Take that waiver. We can walk back in.
Okay.
We can walk
in. Pick it off the ground. I'm a boom boom. Read all the words and I'm not a sound. All right, it's not that profound. This is pretty self-explanatory. I don't even understand. Oh, some people are dressing real gory. Oh no! Throw it on the ground.
Wow, she ran away real loud. When she ran away, she left a cartoon cloud. Hey. Okay, this next attraction. This is not something that you will find wrong. I'm the tour guide, and I'm pretty fly. Here's a museum of neon. Oh, yes, we're looking at some shiny goddamn lights. And
well, actually,
if you know...
Actually, they are not shiny. Technically, they are bright.
Okay. This is not a wedding, so leave your disruptions to yourself. You're starting to make me sweating. Okay, if anyone knows anything else at all, please use your discretion. Make a common sense call, cause I'm in charge. Okay, we're gonna walk through this door cause I'm in charge. I'm gonna teach you facts about Nia, and then I'm gonna teach you some more. Like, take a
facts.
Look here.
Come over here, you look lost. Gonna reprimand you, I am your boss.
Oh,
why
sorry.
Do you not know as much as that other man? I don't like it, fam.
Okay, I was getting to it. Factually, you wanna hire this guy who says actually? I think that is pretty damn weird. Look at him, he's got a damn neck beard.
Neck beard, kinda clear. I don't care, he knows facts. Cares if he's weird. Get whacked.
Hopefully no one checks I'm making up these facts. I just like giving people sass. When I'm in a group, I just like acting like an ass. Only in this neon museum cause I lost my cash.
Okay.
And they gave me a pass.
Listen,
free
listen.
Coupon to the neon.
Job security is currently feeling rough. All right, trying to step to me. Well, here's what you see. We're going to have a neon facts off. Here's how the rules will work, and I think that it will be fun. I'm going to say a fact, you will retaliate, and we'll see who's smarter when we're done.
Actually,
what?
That doesn't really prove anything in a court of law. And actually, I would say if you knew more than me, it wouldn't drop any job because actually... You're the guy who actually works here. Man, I am just a visitor. Yeah, man, you are fucking leading the tour. So, man, I don't know why you're insecure. Actually,
yeah. When you watch, the fact is, you see, I like people that say actually.
Why?
Yeah, he's got mad swag. I like his name. Gonna give you name tags.
Actually.
Name tags. Yeah, come to work. Yeah, man, get in the dirt.
Oh, man, get a new job. I would glad to be. Hello, my name is actually.
What?
Yeah, I just said my own name, it is actually. Did you not get that part contextually?
No, I got it, I just don't believe it.
My mother and my father named me actually.
I wish from this museum you would leave it.
different color mixed with neon is why those colors are different. Different chemicals make different colors. Yeah, man, here is thing, it's not duller. Oh man, just go and pull a little switch and it goes right on like this. And this, all this stuff is just late, caught up in a tube. Check out, this is the Stardust original. Well, actually, it's not really the original. This was something that they built later on because the first one's gone in an earthquake. Actually,
his lies got me quiet like a mouse. Actually, guess if I'm fired from this job, I'll go work at the haunted house. Actually,
back at the casino. We're going hurriedly. No. Back at the casino, in the headquarters of the security, I be looking at the cameras, I be looking at the past, oh yeah, I be looking at the cameras, wondering why that machine being given out money so fast, yeah, there's something fishy right here, there's something fishy, yeah, something fishy right there. What's that guy doing right before he wins the 1800, that guy right there.
Right where?
Right there.
Right there?
Let's go and find him and just come in. Some freaking murder. Old school Vegas, take care of
it. Old school, we got ya. We'll beat him up, we're the mafia. Yeah, man, we are able to take all these people at this freaking table. Let's go down. Yeah, it's going down. We'll do, we'll pimp slap this clown, yeah. That's how we do. You best respect why. Take my directive, yeah. All the way down.
Put the money, put it all in. You leave less, the house always wins. You put the money, you put it all in, and we take it out cause the house always wins. Doesn't matter if you're up, we be making sure that you're leaving feeling fucked. Straight up out of luck, we are gonna stop you, and we're gonna blame you, put you in a locker.
Yeah,
man, you're an imposter. You got a whole pocket full of fucking guac, bruh. And then you come with us in a locker. Then you're gonna leave with nada.
Nada, yeah, we'll drop the bomb, yo. We're both the descendants of Lucky Luke. Yeah, we go all the way back. Yeah, we brought the freaking sacks all the way to New York. Yeah, cause we faked this. Now we don't fake this. We found it Vegas.
Oh, yeah, man, here's the thing. My identity is secretive like Banksy. My dude's Meyer Langsky. Yeah, friend of Luciano. That's a big dude in the field for Al Capano. Al Capone's hermano, man. He is the one who was getting it done in New York and Florida.
Florida, bruh. Yeah. Yum, I know that he's the dude. Also spied for the government, World War II.
Yeah. And double standard, he was performing. Speaking of the history of Las Vegas, do you know the Mormons made it with the mafia? That's some true shit, bruh. Yeah, you got to go and look it up. Go ahead and Wikipedia. Yeah, man, that's a fact that you really need to.
Okay. I'm sorry, don't mean to interrupt, because this is full of gloom. You guys are just spouting facts at each other while I'm in this interrogation room. Did I do something wrong? Are you about to drop a bomb? Should I make my prisoner phone call up my attorney or my mom? Or should I just walk?
Walk. Didn't mean to be digressing, but we wanted to teach you a history lesson.
Why?
I don't know, we're bored.
And this is like a really interesting tour. No one really gets to see the side of the casino. I don't really understand why you were being mean though. Here's the thing, man, you were just stunting. You did something and won some 1800. And you admitted it to the lady at the desk. That's the only reason that we ask. That's the only reason that it came up to our attention, because you went with that knowledge and started dispensing.
Started dispensing like I'm E.T., like I was produced by Amblin. Why are you coming at me for my legal win? Is that I won just straight gambling?
Gambling, I saw you eating the mouse with the fins, but don't you know the house always wins?
Nah, the house didn't win this time. Nah, the All house right. is gonna
There's
get
There's a real
this
answer,
rhyme.
And it might sound fantastic. That black cat, the pulley one,
yeah.
It was magic. It was real lucky. Yeah, man, and the thing, she helped you succeed. The person in there character. If they're experiencing loss, then someone else is being a fucking boss. Somewhere else in the casino, that luck just went through there, and we know this to be true. Scientific proof. And there's only one reason that we are telling you.
Why?
You want to know why? Because after I tell you, you're fucking going to die.
What? You're going to die. Why? We're the dunks. Yeah, we're due it. The black wins. Yeah, that's why you were drawn to it. The house always wins.
No, 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 no. Wow. Okay, no. I didn't even break the law. I stumbled into a Twilight Zone monkey paw-esque situation across the nation. Gotta get out of this with no hesitation. I'm here in Las Vegas. Inadvertently with magic, I played this. Now I know how I'm about to fucking play this. I'm about to leave and start a new oasis. Yeah, yeah, that's what I said, bruh. Gonna go across the desert and start a spa. Yeah, you two represent the bowels. I'm gonna start a spa and use no vowels. Just some Z's and some X's. About to get bigger like my name was Texas. Yeah, maybe V's as well. You two motherfuckers can go straight to hell.
And I think it's swell. You couldn't tell? I'll join you. Why, man? I'm a Mormon. It is swell.
Yes, having fun. Mormons out here having some fun. Gonna go gambling when we're done. We're just some Mormons and we're having some fun.
We're having some fun and we're never mean. We're gonna go to the oasis, but with no caffeine.
No. That's cute. We make our own coffee out of our own roots.
Yes. Oh, man, we do not feel strife. I will go to that oasis. I will go with my wife and 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 my wife from my former life and then my other wife and then our kids and our kids and their kids and pretty much my whole family did go right out to that oasis. We were feeling basic. Then when we got there, we were like, what the?
Yeah, you were grim and kind of dumb. Yeah, you were with Brigham Young.
Yep. I was his wife. Now we go there and all there is some fucking wildlife.
Wait a minute. Oh, no!
Then I dropped the Book of Mormon and I ran.
The house always wins.
That was a fun spot.
I loved that.
So how accurate to your experience?
That was amazing. It was I got to hear the story I told with so many new flavors, and I loved the justifications that you guys gave for why those things happen. I'm doing that chef kissing the fingers. A plus asterisk.
Yeah. Thank you.
Loved it. That was awesome.
A plus asterisk. There's a problem with it.
No. Footnote. No. A plus asterisk.
Steroids.
Previous life as a lawyer, when I went to law school, if you set the curve, you have A plus asterisk.
Oh, thank you so much.
Dang,
I'll curve setters.
I will take that
her first.
Yeah, Barry Bonds should use that.
Yeah. And here's the thing: if the IRS is listening to this, obviously it was a weird magical twilight series of events which caused one of them to lose money and one of them to gain money, ultimately sending balance back to the universe. So
sure,
you can't audit karma.
Exactly, that's what I'm feeling.
Right. And I think part of the whole dark arts is part of the Trump tax cuts.
He snuck that in.
Yeah. Now that we got the first half hour of our podcast out of the way,
let's get into our political conspiracy podcast. Yeah. I thought we were about to start it for you. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us today. Anything you want to plug? What do we got going on?
Sure. You can hang out with me on Twitch, Instagram, or Twitter at Kelly Nucci, KellyNugee. You can check out any of my podcasts.
Like what?
Teen Creeps.
Yeah.
Public Domain Theater.
Yeah.
Same Day Shipping.
Yeah.
Thank You for Questing.
Yeah.
You can also catch me on Skybound Games. I am the gaming news host. I believe they come out weekly for That's Neat, a gaming news show. And I think those are the things that are happening right. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Catch me on Monday nights on Legacy RPG and catch me GMing on Roguelike on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time. At Hyper RPG.
Dang, cool. That's a lot of cool stuff.
So,
hell yeah. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank
what
you
a great
so much
story.
For having me. This was a delight to the ears. And honestly, I feel rejuvenated. Ooh, I feel rejuved.
Oh, okay.
I feel refreshed. I'm going to go for a run after this.
Okay. Oh, nice. That's great.
We are going to use all of those as like the little like
the blurbs.
Under, yeah, the blurbs around her.
Don't accredit them to anyone so it looks like more people
for
say
sure.
Yep,
yep, yep.
Rejuvenated. I'm going to go for
A plus asterisk.
Wonderful.
Cool. Yeah. All right, guys, let's take it out, shall we?
Yeah. As for us, we are Dopetown 3000. You can follow us on all of the social medias, your Instagrams, your Twitters, your Facebooks. It's all at Dopetown 3000. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, like, send us a letter on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We got Zora Beacon Gaga. We got Sean Fisher. Yo, yo. I'm Greg Smith. We are Dopetown 3000. And as we say at the end of every Welcome to Dopetown podcast... If the house is winning, you're not knocking on the door hard enough.
Mm. Ooh, like truth, mm-hmm. truth, mm-hmm. And
we say that
snaps
every time.
Every time.
Every time. Yeah.
Bye.
You're leaving Dopetown. 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 Dopetown.
We hope you come back soon.
Dopetown. 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 Dopetown.
Say goodbye to
Dopetown. 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 You're leaving Dopetown. 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 Dopetown.
Hey.
Whoa.
Stop.
Hey now, I know what you're thinking. This is an advertisement and I want to hit that little button that goes forward 15 seconds.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. We got to tell you about our podcast, TV Tunes.
It's great and you're going to love it.
I'm David.
I'm John.
We host a podcast where every week a new guest comes and talks about their favorite cartoon from their childhood.
Yeah, join us on Campfire Media as we become your new favorite podcast.
It's going to happen. Now you can fast forward because we're done, right?
Yeah, the other podcast you're listening to.
Whoa.
Campfire.